Why should he not consider his dead son his former enemy instead of lamenting, be jubilant because of an enemy's death? As stated in Bhagavad Gita, factually everything has happened because of association from those of material nature. Therefore, one who is my friend today, in association with the mode of goodness, may be my enemy tomorrow, in association with the mode of passion and ignorance. As the modes of material nature work, in illusion we accept others as friends, enemies, sons, or fathers in terms of the reactions of different dealings under different conditions. Translation: this material world which advances like a river that carries away the living entity, all people become friends, relatives, and enemies in due course of time. They also act neutrally, they mediate, they despise one another, and they act in many other relationships. Nonetheless, despite these various transactions, No one is permanently related. So in the previous verse, the jiva, that is Jitaketu's son, was explaining that we get into a certain body, and then next life we have another body, the next life another body. So in each of these lifetimes we establish relationships, but these are all very temporary. So who is the real mother and father, etc. So here he expands on this idea of temporariness of all relationships. And these relationships could change from life to life or even within one life. So we have here friends, relatives, and enemies, and neutral persons, well-wishers, indifferent people, and people who hate. So these are different types of relationships we establish in the material world. So what happens? All of these gradually appear, one after the other, in this life or in other lifetimes. If we don't know another person, obviously we are completely neutral or indifferent. And then we have relationships of affection or hatred, etc. So these are temporary, having to do with material bodies, establishing relationships which may change. And then we give up that body and we take another body and we establish new relationships in different conditions. In many cases, not even with the same jivas, different jivas. So the idea of friend in the one lifetime is not the same friend in the next lifetime. You get a different friend or a different enemy, etc. And similarly with relatives. So one has a father and mother in one lifetime. In the next lifetime, one does not get the same father and mother. It's a different person. So the idea here is that all of these relationships are temporary. Unfortunately, we become attached to these relationships. And we think in terms of these relationships. And when they change, then we have to lament. Therefore, the solution is to give up all relationships and become indifferent to them all. That is very difficult. Because people get happiness from relationships. So it's very difficult for them to give up all relationships. This, of course, is why the process of jnana and yoga are difficult, because one has to cut off all relationships with everyone. One cannot have affection for anything. So it is described as sthiti pragya, one who is situated in knowledge, the jnani. He is indifferent to all these relationships and everything that gives happiness and distress. He's indifferent to it. So he treats no one as a friend and no one as an enemy. That is difficult to achieve because people derive happiness from relationships. But the negative side of this is those relationships will change and then we have to suffer. So therefore constantly we're in this position of happiness and suffering, happiness and suffering, because the relationships change. So to get rid of that, let's get rid of all relationships. Just be neutral to everything, material, or indifferent, or sama. So that is difficult to do, and most people maybe don't want to do that because it means their happiness is merely being neutral to everything. An absence of suffering. So, and it's difficult to control the mind, etc., and develop that state. The process of bhakti is different because it does not reject relationships, but it establishes relationships. But it establishes relationships with the Supreme Lord instead. So the Lord becomes the friend, or the relative, or the mother, or the father, or the son, etc. Or the friend, the master, etc. So in this way, we don't have to give up that idea of relationships and happiness that comes out of relationships. So on the positive side, Relationships do give rise to the greatest happiness, but we have to have spiritual relationships, relationships with the Supreme Lord. These will bring about happiness. So a relationship with the Supreme Lord is eternal. It is not subject to birth and death, changing bodies, etc. So once the relationship of friendship is established with the Lord, that does not change into becoming an enemy, as it may in the material world. That friendship increases and increases all the time. That is the nature of relationship with the Supreme Lord. But therefore, that is the aim of the process of bhakti, to establish that relationship with the Supreme Lord. So that relationship produces bliss. And therefore, this is a positive incentive for the jiva in the material world. Instead of simply negating happiness as well as distress, the desire for happiness is naturally there. So this can be achieved by establishing the relationship with the Supreme Lord. Furthermore, we do not have to stop the senses or stop the mind in this process. Whereas in jnana and yoga, senses and mind being uncontrolled is a problem, so therefore we have to stop the activities. This also is very difficult. So in the process of bhakti, we do not stop the senses and mind, we engage them, that's all, in the Supreme Lord. So this is the solution to this problem in the material world. Material relationships lead to suffering and rebirth and karma. Relationship with the Supreme Lord destroys karma and produces eternal happiness. So it is much preferable to the attempts we make in the material world for relationships. So therefore, bhakti is a natural process in which we transfer our affection from material bodies to the spiritual form of the Supreme Lord. There is a difference, however. In the material world, there is affection, but this affection has a motive on our part. We try to get something for ourselves. The motive for establishing a relationship with the Lord cannot be something for ourselves. If it is, then the Lord will not establish the relationship at all. So, that is exactly what faith and surrender means. We understand the relationship is not for ourselves, rather we give ourselves to the Supreme Lord completely. We are simply at His mercy. So we do not ask for anything from the Supreme Lord. We simply trust His protection. So, with that attitude, then we can begin the process of bhakti. It is not for ourselves. So therefore, all of our activities in relation to the Supreme Lord are simply for giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord, for pleasing Him. When that activity takes place, the Lord is pleased. When the Lord is pleased, jiva is pleased. So this is the bliss of the jiva in pleasing the Supreme Lord. So that desire in the material world for happiness has to be transformed into giving happiness to the Supreme Lord. But consequently, the jiva gets his happiness. So there is a difference between the material relationships and the relationship we establish with the Supreme Lord. But that is the basis of bhakti. But though there is difference, there's also similarity. That is, there is relationship. And the relationship gives rise to great bliss. The difference is that the bliss of the material world is temporary, and it is related not to the jiva himself, but to his material body. The bliss in the spiritual world is intrinsic to the jiva, not his body, and it is eternal. So it is eternal because once the relationship is established, the Lord says, it is never broken at any time. That's the promise of the Lord. So the Lord has means of keeping that promise, so that the jiva remains eternally related, favorably to the Lord. So this is the sum and substance of the process of spiritual advancement. So we perform the process of bhakti and surrender and offer everything to the Supreme Lord. I couldn't have the same father and same mother again. But they die and they take another body already. Some are according to karma. So according to the law of karma, they get different bodies in different positions. If they had some rather exact karma which would allow them to have the same child again, the same jiva, it may happen, but it is very rare. So usually they don't, because our karmas are so various that it pushes us into another body someplace else, in some other place. And the father and mother are not the same father and mother, and they're also separated. And the jiva also, due to his activities and his karmas, ends up in another body. For instance, if the person thinks of, the child thinks when he dies, and he thinks, oh, I have a dog, then he becomes a dog. How he cannot be the same, have the mother and father as a human being again. Or if the parents think this or that, then they become something else. So it is all due to the law of karma that people get different bodies. And it is very unpredictable who's going to get what body. Well, one does not do that, because then if one identifies that person as that jiva, he was my father, then you're relating yourself back to the material world and those attachments. So in the spiritual world, there's no thought of attachments to anything in the material world. If there is, then you don't go to the spiritual world. You just end up in the material world and take another mother and father and whatever.
Are there families? Hmm?
Yeah. Cowherd boys have mothers and fathers, etc. Well, each jiva, the jivas generally take a form in the spiritual world according to the relationship with the Lord. So they have a certain identity with the Lord. They have a relationship with the other jivas there. They have a name, etc. So they have an identity there also.
The basic nature of existence in the material world is selfishness.
Well, yes, in the material world, everyone is selfish. So therefore, that's why they continue to be in the material world. Because we're looking for our own happiness and pleasure. So as long as that happens, we cannot perform bhakti.
Doing this is the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you. Prabhupada.